1966.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel and I Am a Rock. Strange title for a tune, but a meaningful one, too, and a very pretty little ditty. Peg Wilson, hey, this is 1966 and the rock and roll generation at WPGC Radio Number 1, 611.
WPGC Music.
Sit yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today. Then take a look around, and if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a look on the train. Your eyes, excitement would like to be your friend. Try them on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You've got your ticket to fly.
Rolling on the top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, cause
Pigs. Only had one or two hits, and that was their biggest. Mind Excursion in the
Eat Music Power.
Reliving the best years of your life, 1954 to 1971.
And it was a big year for them in 1966. Big Wilson checking into the top 10 songs in WPGC. In 1966, number 10 was Good Lovin' by the Young Rascals. And they later changed their name, just the Plain Rascals, when they grew out of being young. Number 9 was See You in September by The Happenings. Number 8, Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs. Number 7, I Got You, Baby, James Brown. Number 6, A Groovy Kind of Love, The Mindbenders. 5, As You Can't Hurry Love, The Supremes. 4, Strangers in the Night, Frank Sinatra. Number 4 song that year. Number 3, Sunny by Bobby Hebb. Number 2, Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. And the number one song of 1966 was The Ballad of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler. And we'll play that a little later along. 1966, the year the rock and roll generation saw the Temptations as the Motown sound kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Look out, baby, 'cause here I come.
because here I come. 66, 1966, in the rock and roll generation of WPGC with Big Wilson, radio number one, 626.
WPGC Music.
There's always a foreign language song that makes it big every year. This was the one for 1966. Guantanamera by the fabulous group known as the Sandpipers, and they only had about three hits altogether. Come Saturday Morning, that one, and a follow-up to Guantanamera. Always a foreign language song, makes it every year. You know, like Dominique, the Singing Nun, the French thing, made it the year before that, and then the Spanish thing, and there's always something that is right there. Big Wilson at WPGC in 1966. Stevie Wonder. Everything is all right and uptight and out of sight. Some of the jargon of the day. This is the song that used it.
Across the railroad track.
under and everything is all right, uptight, clean, out of sight, and all that kind of jazz. Bill Cosby later on copied that and changed it into The Little Old Man, but that was the original thought for The Little Old Man that Bill Cosby had as a hit later on. Everything is all right, uptight, out of sight. Stevie Wonder in the year 1966, WPGC. The music time, 29 before 7.
WPGC FM Morningside.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1966.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand.
Radio.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Radio.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Radio.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wave? But till then, when I see your lips begging to be kissed,
stop!
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. My knees striking
end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, and she's reading my mind.
Stop! I can't stop.
Stop! I can't stop without lightning.
Out of 1966, Lou Christie and Big Listen with music at WPGC Radio number one in the rock and roll generation of the year 1966, lightning striking again.
WPGC means music.
Bob Lind is the artist in 1966, the elusive butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the day. distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Greg Wilson on WPGC, radio number one in the rock and roll generation. The year is 1966, and we can go back 4 years previous to February 1962. Don and Juan, and What's Your Name? You remember that song? It was on Big Top Records, which is now a defunct company. It's also, incidentally, as a point of trivia, the same label that Mad Magazine's What Me Worry album was on, if you remember that. Maybe some of you don't, but that's a pretty rare thing to have around these days. Anyway, Don and Juan recorded What's Your Name, and in 1966, they changed their name to James and Bobby Purify. They came up with this big smash in the year 1966. Recorded in 1962 under the names of Don and Juan with their big hit of What's Your Name? Big Wilson in 1966 on the Rock and Roll Generation in WPGC. Every day of the lifetime of your happiness, baby.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
America was involved in the Vietnam War. And an ex-Special Forces sergeant who had been there sang about it.
Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret.
From the ballad by Barry Sadler, we went back into time with the new vaudeville band as they recreated the Roaring Twenties. It was also a year that saw the rise of groups with wacky names like the Lovin' Spoonful. Ah, but hang in there, Bat fans. The best is yet to come.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1966.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Shortly after that song, the Gay Lib came out with a song called Pink Beret. No, they didn't. Not really. Big Wilson here at WPGC. News writers looking at me, and everybody's looking at me like I'm weird, which I am, but otherwise we won't go into that. Anyway, the Green Beret, in all seriousness, sold very close to 3 million, about 2.45 or thereabouts, very close to that number. And Sergeant Barry Sadler was the young gentleman who was actually over there, and he saw all this going on, you know, and he was a member of the Green Beret, and he wrote the whole darn thing. Big Wilson of Music in the year 1966 at WPGC, the Rock and Roll Generation on radio number 1, 1 minute before 7.
WPGC
Music. From St. Louis, Missouri, Bob Kooman and the Inman.